Hi littlies, Pallavi auntie is back again after a very long time with a beautiful story for you today. Now this story is an original story and written by someone called Pavani Akka. Would you want to say hi to her? Here she is.
Hello, I'm Pavani Akka and I've written this story called Cuckoo and the Mango Tree. Okay, and I really hope you enjoy listening to it as much as I enjoyed writing it. Okay, now listen on.
Okay, children, so Pallavi auntie will read out Cuckoo and the Mango Tree. It was a sunny April morning in a small village in interior Andhra Pradesh. You know, Andhra Pradesh is in India, it's a state in India, and the language Telugu is spoken in Andhra Pradesh, right? I'm sure you know this. Now, little Cuckoo spent every summer vacation with her grandparents in the village. But this time, things were a little different. Her school in Hyderabad, where she stayed with her parents, shut down suddenly one day because of the coronavirus. And Cuckoo was sent down to the village to spend the lockdown with her grandparents. The little 7-year-old Cuckoo loved visiting her Amamma and Tata every year in the village. She had many, many friends in the neighborhood with whom she would spend the whole day running around the narrow streets and playing hide and seek. Cuckoo's best friends were grandparents' fat dog Monu, the gray cat Rosie, and the many small and big animals and insects in their backyard. This summer vacation, Cuckoo was getting very bored in the village. She could not meet any of her friends from the neighborhood, couldn't run around the streets or play by the stream. She had to stay home all day, every day. So she was spending all her mornings playing in the backyard with all the animals. She used to play fetch with Monu and have climbing competitions with Rosie and the squirrels on the trees. On this particular sunny morning, Cuckoo noticed small green baby mangoes on her neighbor's tree. They were the first mangoes of the season. Cuckoo's mouth started to water just thinking about the sour, tangy mangoes. She began to imagine slicing the juicy mangoes and sprinkling them with salt and chili powder. All of us like eating mangoes, children, isn't it? Do you also? Okay. Oh, how the tanginess would explode in her mouth, she thought. Suddenly, Cuckoo had the naughtiest idea she'd ever had. She turned to Monu and Rosie and exclaimed, "We are going to climb up the tree and pluck off the mangoes. I will share them with you both too. How fun it's going to be." Monu, her ever supporting friend, jumped up and down excitedly. But Rosie was more cautious one. She slinked away from Cuckoo and Monu, clearly indicating that she wanted no part of this plan and preferred not to get scolded by her mama. Cuckoo was rather annoyed that one from the group had abandoned them, but quickly dismissed it as she began hatching her plan. She whispered to Monu, "We will climb the tree a little after lunch when Amamma and Tata and the neighbor uncle take their afternoon nap. That way we won't get caught." And so Cuckoo and Monu waited excitedly for her grandmother to call her for lunch and quickly gulped down the food. Once the adults settled in for their afternoon naps, Cuckoo and Monu hurriedly set up the kitchen stool near the compound wall that separated them from the tree. Just as Cuckoo held onto the compound and swung her legs onto it, she lost her grip on the wall and came tumbling down onto the lawn bringing the stool along with her. The sudden noise woke her grandmother up from her nap, and she came rushing out to the backyard to find Cuckoo and Monu lying on the grass and the wooden stool upturned near the tree. She immediately understood what had happened and said in a stern voice, "Cuckoo, this is not done. You cannot steal fruits from our neighbor's tree."
"But Mama, I really wanted to eat raw mangoes with salt and garum," cried Cuckoo.
Her grandmother picked her up, dusted her off, straightened the stool and said, "Listen, sweetheart, if you want the mangoes, you can simply go to the neighbor uncle and ask him if he would like to share some. If he says yes, you can happily eat them. But if he says no, you will have to be okay with it. And maybe we can go and buy mangoes from the market. But under no circumstances can you steal, Cuckoo. Is that understood?" And so that evening, Cuckoo and Monu went to the neighbor uncle and confessed that they had tried to steal from him. Cuckoo explained why she had done it and apologized to him. The neighbor uncle smiled kindly and said, "It's okay, Cuckoo, sweetheart. Let's eat some mangoes together now." He went to the tree and plucked some fruit immediately. Cuckoo happily ate the mangoes. So that's the end of the story, little children. Did you enjoy it? Thank you.